Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Hey, it's our Tuesdays with Tom segment. Tom Skilling joins us, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Hey, Tom, how you doing this Tuesday?
I'm doing fine, Anna. You and I were remarking when we talked just briefly here how nice it is to have the sun out. It makes it a lot easier to get the day going, doesn't it?
Wow. It does, although some are wondering how long they have to keep the electric blankets handy and the puffy coats, because these morning temperatures, Tom, wow.
I know. Well, you know, we had a frost advisory out last night, and it went down to 36 at O'Hare, 37 at Midway. And that's a little cool, because normally this time of year we ought to be in the mid to upper 40s, and then by day we ought to be in the mid to upper 60s. So, you know, there's 50. It was warmer yesterday, Anna, in Fairbanks, Alaska, than it was here in Chicago. You know, so they hit 61 yesterday. We hit 52. So, and I mentioned on TV last night, that's fun to be able to say that, because it's not every day you can say it. And it's one of those little anomalous facts that, you know, kind of makes us feel like, hey, we've got something to crow about too here, you know? Even if it's a cool daytime temperature, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I crow about is one way to put it. It's sort of be a, I don't know, maybe whine about is another way. Because you think about it, some people are ready for it to get warm. And I think, you know, you sort of feel like it's May, mid-May, Tom. And I know there's some hope in the forecast, but I just, I wonder what we're looking at here.
Well, you know, all the climatology, all the historical facts tell us that May is a, it's a month where I think we calculated that 93% of Mays produce 80s. Of course, we already have had a couple. And even a third of them produce 90-degree temperatures. So, you know, it's a month of variations. On the other hand, one of my colleagues up in Wisconsin sent me this picture he had taken when he was young of this big snowstorm that occurred up in Wisconsin. So it's another month like April before it of variations as the two seasons, the retreating cold season and the oncoming warm season, fight it out around here. Mm-hmm. So you get kind of all ends of the spectrum. But, you know, I was looking at the tornado count. We've had about 340 tornadoes in the country as a whole. That's about half the normal number, which is quite interesting. And most of them, thank goodness, have occurred south of us in the southern states. So, you know, there are blessings to having a cool period in spring. We don't tend to get tornadoes when that happens. So that's good. And this is prime time for tornadoes around here. So we've been we've dodged the bullet so far. That's good.
That is good. The sunshine, that's good, too. I just think right. We got that going for us.
And a nice $1 million rain over the weekend over the southern half of the area. Nary a drop fell over the north half. So we got half the area in drought, and the other half it's doing just fine. So and we've got the sun out now, so the farmers can get out and get going with the planting and all, which has been underway. So that's good news.
Yeah, it is good news. Rainfall's still low, though, right? I know you've been talking about this quite a bit, Tom.
Yeah, it is at O'Hare. You know, we've gone a long way in our southern suburbs. Joliet, for instance, Valparaiso, Indiana, Rensselaer, all areas south of us got a pretty darn good rain over the weekend. You know, I was sent a picture yesterday by a lady out in DeKalb County. Her husband, she farms out there, the family farms out there, and he was shaking this pine tree outside their home in DeKalb County, and oh, this cloud of yellow pollen takes off airborne. And she was saying that she had hoped that the rain would wash some of this pollen out. But Anna, I mean, it was literally a cloud of pollen that went up. It made my eyes water just looking at the photo of the thing. You know, it was really something. You don't really think of pine trees as being, producing huge amounts of pollen, but boy, it sure did. And our tree pollen has been very high in the last couple of weeks. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised by that. But it was a little surprising. The rain didn't knock some of that down. It clearly hasn't.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because, you know, you're right. People with allergies will just look at that and say, whoa. I'm feeling it already, right? You know, my daughter's got them. It's just one of those things where you just sort of start sneezing and sniffling up just thinking about it, I'm sure. Do you have allergies, Tom?
I don't. I missed out on that, and I'm not ungrateful. But my roommate, my colleague at WGN, Sean Lewis, has allergies. Bill Snyder, the young fellow who works with me as my weather producer, has allergies. And I really feel for them. But, you know, it's amazing. They seem to both have it under control. Modern medicine is pretty amazing. They can help out. But the number of people, I put up that pollen photo, and the number of people wrote and said, we're just miserable. And looking at this didn't help any, you know, seeing all that pollen in the air. So I really feel for folks who have to deal with these allergies. You said your daughter has allergies?
Yes, she has them, and it seems like spring and fall she's mostly hit. Oak is one of them. She's got a bunch of them. But it is. On the days where it hits her, oh, wow, you'll just see it in her face, and, you know, it's all red, and she says sometimes, you know, just the sniffliness and the whole, just the discomfort. It's like, I feel for people. You can't even walk outside without taking that in.
It's terrible. It really is. I really feel for people. I have to put up with that. Yeah. Get this pollen count every morning from Loyola Medicine. Dr. Rachna Shah takes the readings there. She's up bright and early. They have a little instrument, set of instruments up on the roof out there in Melrose Park. And that's where the official pollen count for Chicago is taken. And Dr. Shah is up there bright and early every morning, and she reports in. And people are grateful for that information because, you know, I'm sure you start thinking, gosh, is it just me or is there really something going on? And when you see a pollen count that's through the roof, you realize it isn't just you. It's there really is something going on here. So, yeah, it's
interesting.
It's terrible that folks have to put up with that.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Tom, stand by for a second, because I do want to ask you about a couple things going on. Number one, there's a new report about lake levels, and I want to talk about that with you a little bit, you know, just kind of discuss what's going on there, because that impacts a lot of folks. But also, I hear, Tom, that you're going to be driving around in the WGN parking lot tomorrow with Paul Conrad in his creepy van.
Yeah.
And I got to
ask
you about that, because I'm not sure that's a good idea. All right, so stand by for a second. Back with Tom Skilling, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Okay, Tom, what is going on here? Tomorrow you're getting in a van with Paul Conrad, and you're doing that thing where he drives around the parking lot and stuff. That's tomorrow for you, right? You've accepted
the
invite.
About a week ago, the news director, Dom Stassi, came in kind of sheepishly and said, say, they do this thing for the morning show. Would you mind working with Paul Conrad on it? I said, oh, sure, Dom. What is this? Oh, he drives around the parking lot. And I thought, well, you know, it is our morning show. You know, our morning show folks do some interesting things. And I've been in on a couple of these over the years, but they're always a fun group to work with. That morning show, as you well know, Anna, is a phenomenon.
Totally.
You know, I mean, they have dominated the morning show ratings in this market, including the fair out of the networks in New York. It's a really phenomenal success story. And they just have a lot of fun, and people enjoy that in the morning. And so, anyway, I guess there's this bit where they drive around the parking lot with some of us. So I'll fill you in on what this is all about. This is all new to me. You know, I remember one of the bits I did, Pat Tomasulo came in and he said one afternoon, he said, say, I'm thinking of doing this thing for the morning show. Would you work with us on it? I said, Pat, yeah, absolutely. And that was the one where I told him I could have him killed and, you know, that I'm Tom freaking Skilling. And it's caught on over the years. It probably was one of the defining moments of my career without even realizing that would be the case, because you get into these things and you're not sure where they're going or whether they're going to work. I remember he handed me a sample copy and I said, you want me to say I can have you killed? And he said, yeah. And he said, look, the only thing you have to do is think of how we'll get out of this. And so I picked up the phone at the end of this bit and pretended to be taking a viewer call, which I get sometimes, saying, turn this rain off. And is it going to rain? And I said, yeah, it's going to rain. What do you want me to do about it? You know, I'm just the messenger here. I don't make the weather. But anyway, that was back when Sam Zell bought the company, and sure. They put up these banners all through the station saying, now you own it, because the employees were in on that. And so Pat did this bit for the morning show where he walked around, he asked the guards to park his car from him, and he went into the cafeteria and he asked for a very special omelet to be made for him, and then he came back and allegedly fired me. And he said, you know, we decided to go in another direction, and, you know, I own the place now. And I said, you own the place. You don't even own your car.
Right.
You know, so
you're Tom Frickin' Skilling. That's what you had. Or Freakin'. Uh-huh.
I know. Whoever thought that would work?
It totally did.
Here, years later, I'll be walking down the street, and they'll say, oh, it's Tom Frickin' Skilling. And it's funny how these things the morning show folks do catch on. But
they're so creative.
So I'll fill in on what driving around the WGN parking lot with Paul Conrad accomplishes, you know, when next we talk.
Just be careful, okay? Because Paul, you know, is a meteorologist, and you know you've been around for a while, Tom. And I just want to make sure he's not trying to, you know, create a succession plan or something. I mean, you know, let's just take it.
And you know, Paul's driving skills are subject to question too. I don't know much about them, so maybe you know more about how Paul drives, including in our parking lot. But we'll find out, I guess.
I've seen it. It's a super funny bit. He drives around and he just sort of puts his arm on the wheel and he gets talking with the folks next to him. I don't know how he makes it so fun and interesting, but he does. And that is exactly what that morning show does time and again. They're so creative. They're having fun, but they're also just coming up with such creative sort of bits and just fun things. So
I
wish you luck tomorrow.
Thank you. That's really good. Do you know, years ago, Paul came in and visited. He had just graduated from DePaul. He's a DePaul alum. And he was looking for a job in the weather arena. So he stopped by to talk to me. We talked. And the next thing I knew, Paul had been hired for the morning show, which is great. And he's part of the incredible success story that is that morning show with Larry and Robin and Pat and the whole group, you know. So they're a lot of fun.
They're total chemistry too, and all very creative and good at what they do. We will be looking for that. We don't know when it airs yet, but we'll look for Tom Skilling driving around with Paul Conrad in a van in the parking lot. And I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Tom, we have a few minutes here. I do want to ask you about the water levels in the Great Lakes and Lake Michigan and that kind of thing. They're saying that, you know, after these record-setting levels that we've seen, things are starting to ease a little bit. Hopefully they've peaked, because if you look at the shoreline erosion you've seen in some areas, Michigan, and Indiana beaches and that sort of thing, I know this is welcome news for them. It certainly is.
Well,
right?
You know, Anna, the Corps of Engineers is the group that takes the lake level measurements of all the Great Lakes. And so in their latest, they put out a weekly report, and the latest report indicates Lake Michigan and Huron, which they treat as a single water body, are down 15 inches from a year ago. And yet they're still 18 inches above the long-term average going back to 1918 for this time of the year. Now, what happens, Anna? You know, lake levels are driven by two things, precipitation in the drainage basin areas that empty into the lakes, and two, evaporation. So a lot of that is driven by, it's really interesting, the maximum evaporation of water off the lakes occurs in winter, not summer. And you would think just the opposite, because the sun's more intense in summer, but it's winter where most of the moisture goes into the air. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised we see lake effect snow and all that kind of stuff. But the lake levels are down. They're still higher than normal. And what happens is there's a seasonal fluctuation, too. As we warm up in the summer, and this process has started heading towards summer, the lake water heats up, and when water heats, it expands. And so the lake levels have started coming up. But what you look at is how they compare with a year ago at the same time of the year. So the lake levels are up over a month ago because of thermal expansion, but they're down from a year ago because precipitation's been down. So you're right. I mean, this is not all bad news, because we've had a lot of erosion problems and damage to infrastructure along the lake and all. And having these levels come down some is not all bad.
No, it's not. Hey, Tom, just about a minute left. Tell us when it will get warm. How about that?
Well, You know what's going to happen, Anna? We're going to get a slow warming, particularly away from the lake. We're going to have lake breezes all this week, so the shoreline will be a little cooler each day than inland areas. But we're talking about hitting 60s tomorrow and Thursday away from the lake, and then probably getting up close to 70 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there are indications next week may go into a warmer overall pattern. And by that, I did some calculations yesterday, which suggested next week may average about 20 degrees warmer than this week. And that's nothing to shake a stick at. That's a big increase in temperatures. So I think we'll get back to something closer to normal. And even above normal next week, which will be kind of nice. But the rest of this week ought to see some improvement, though we'll get that pesky lake breeze. It is cooler near the lake season to come into the shoreline each day this week. So we're making progress, Anna. That's the bottom line.
We certainly are, Tom. It's good talking with you. Good luck tomorrow. We'll be watching for the air date.
Yeah, I'll let you know how. We'll see how that comes off.
Yeah, if you order anyone to have anybody killed, we want to know about that, too. Okay,
yeah,
so let us know.
I try to restrain myself on that. You know, it's not a good thing to do if you wish to keep your job. But
sure.
We'll see how it goes, Anna. If we lose the license, you'll know that it didn't go very well. You know, we'll fill you in on all the fun details with my friend Paul Conrad.
Sounds good, Tom. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
All right, see ya.
See you later. That's Tom Skilling, of course, Tom Frickin' Skilling, as he's often known. We got to get to the news at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.